The secret to saving money isn't just about spending less than you earn, although, of course, that's a great place to start. It's really about cultivating good money habits that keep you going forward correctly. It's about implementing practices that involve staying out of debt or working to pay off what you owe. It's about creating and sticking to a budget and finding ways to increase your income. It's about being intentional with growing your finances. To save, you really need to start with the end in mind. Setting feasible financial goals that you want to achieve and then taking the necessary steps towards achieving them, that is where we get to those fancy words like financial freedom. In today's episode, I want to talk about foolproof tips that you can use to save $10,000 in a year or less.
You're listening to the Her Paper Route podcast, a show all about money and entrepreneurship with host Chelsea Clark. We encourage you to fearlessly tackle your wildest goals. We know that as your own boss, you can deliver your unique message and make more paper. You just need a plan. Here's your host, Chelsea Clark.
Yes, it is absolutely possible for you to save $10,000 this year. You may be able to save a whole lot more. But I'm using $10,000 as a benchmark for the purpose of this example. But if your goal is to save $50,000, $100,000, or more, you can apply the tips in this episode to whatever your financial goals may be. But for this example, let's break down $10,000. Before you put your plan together, take a few moments to break down what it really means to save $10,000 in a year. As a whole, $10,000 might seem like a big, scary amount of money, but if you break it down, it's really not as daunting as it might appear to be. Here's what I mean. $10,000 a year translates to $833.33 per month. If you are struggling financially or you don't own your own business, $833 extra pulling out of thin air may seem like a big mountain to overcome. But now, if you spread $10,000 over the 52 weeks in a year, it means that you need to put away $192.31 every week. That doesn't seem as scary now. So if you break it down further to get that daily equivalent, it works out to $27.47 every day. Now, if you were to create just one digital product and sell it for $27 and you only sold one of those digital products a day, there's your $10,000 a year earned. So the whole point of this exercise is to ease you into the process and just understand how we can make goals more realistic. And if you, like I say, if your goal is to save more than that, then hey, add a zero to your equation and ramp it up from there. The whole point of this exercise is to ease you into this process because it really will help you understand that every dollar that you make or save, it really contributes to your overall goal. Now, the next step is to pay yourself first. This is an age-old rule of personal finance. It's the concept, really, is surprisingly easy despite being the most overlooked strategy when it comes to boosting your savings. All it means is that as soon as you get any type of income, whether you have a job, you're an employee and you get a paycheck, or you're a business owner, maybe you pay yourself a salary, or you're a self-employed person that gets payments here and there. It just means that whenever money comes into your bank accounts, you pay yourself first by taking a portion of that income and putting it into a separate account, a savings account. Keep in mind that the pay yourself first rule applies in all scenarios. You just need to channel money forward into your savings account before paying your bills or spending money on anything else. To do that, you'll need to break down your income to understand what percentage of it you actually realistically can save to reach your financial goal. If you want to work towards your financial goal of saving $10,000 in 12 months, then you'll need to put aside $833.33 every month without fail. Then the question becomes, what is my current monthly income and what percentage of it can constitute to that $833? How much can I actually save? So if you make $2,000, $833 makes up 41.67% of your earnings. So based on the pay yourself first rule, you need to put aside that amount first and then work with the remaining $1,166 left over to pay for your expenses such as your rent or mortgage, utility bills, gas, groceries, credit card, debt, all that kind of stuff. Now, this is harder to do, I will admit, absolutely. It is way harder to do when you are an employee working for someone else. You don't have as much control of your income. But this is why we always need to have a side hustle, right? Start a digital products-based business on the side of your job. Start an online business. Monetize your TikTok. Get into affiliate marketing. Start a blog. These are all things that you can do to increase your income streams. And I teach all of these things on my blog, herpaperroot.com. So any of those things that I just said there, if anything caught your attention, you can find a guide for free on my website, how to put it into action, get started, and how to actually monetize your life with that income stream. Because at the risk of stating the obvious, to channel an additional $833 towards your savings account every month, you will need to be making significantly more than that for you to be able to save money and cover all of life's expenses. It means that whatever amount you'll have left over needs to be enough to cater to those living expenses, including all the monthly expenses. But also, if you're thinking about your future, you want to make sure that you are able to cover other expenses like business expenses, buying a business, investing in your business, paying for advertising, all of those kind of things. And sometimes it may not be feasible to just pull $800 every month out of thin air and then put it into your savings. So in that case, you really need to get creative. It's time to put together a plan to make extra income. So even if you already earn a salary that allows you to comfortably set aside more than $800 every month, this still applies to you. It lifts the pressure and helps you reach your $10,000 goal even sooner. But either way, you just need to be proactive. And check out the links that I'm putting in the show notes of this episode, because I'm going to include a link to my guide on making passive income. It includes tons of resources that can ignite some inspiration in you to boost your bottom line to save five figures at the end of 12 months. When you see how many options there really are out there on the internet for you to make money, should you wish to. If you work a job, you could ask for a raise. If you don't ask for what you need or want, we can't expect to receive it, right? So it doesn't hurt to ask. If there's potential to make more than you currently are, ask your boss for a raise. Put together a list of all of your accomplishments over the past year and use them to justify getting a salary increase. If a raise isn't in the cards for you at this point in time, find out what you can do to get it. For instance, if you need additional skills or training, ask for a performance plan from your boss so that you can start taking the necessary steps required to get that raise. Or if a raise just isn't in the cards at all, it might be time to start looking for more lucrative opportunities elsewhere. And sometimes getting a raise or a new job just may not be feasible. And if that's the case, starting a side hustle is your next best option. You need to take advantage of the gig economy that we live in and find work that you can do online, from home, or both. Who knows? Your side hustle may even turn into your main hustle. More than 65% of freelancers report earning more money doing gig work than they did when they worked a full-time employment. I was one of those people. I replaced my income by having a blog, starting a blog, monetizing my website. I was able to replace the salary at my corporate job within a few months. Keep in mind that different side hustles require different levels of skill, but find something that makes use of your current skill set to start generating more income. And best yet option is if it's something that you really love doing. Before you know it, you'll be closer to hitting $10,000 than you could even imagine. To help you stay on track with your money goals, I have created the Profit and Business Glow Up Planner. If you are a business owner, a blogger, coach, content creator, or service provider, or you work a 9-to-5 job and you want to make more money, this planner will become your success secret weapon. Organize every aspect of your finances so that you can drastically improve your financial outlook. This is the ultimate digital dashboard to manage and plan the success of your business, finances, budget, and future profit. Everything in the planner is customizable and easy to use. Add images, add your goals, fill in the journal prompts, and utilize the pages daily to stay on track. The Profit and Business Glow Up Planner includes profit planning sheets, SWOT analysis, financial analysis, business goals, profit and loss sheets, blog and social media growth tracker, press and media trackers, a place to organize your courses and your membership enrollments, and of course your budgets. And as a special bonus, I've also included a bonus section of the planner, which gives you a guide on how to create a monthly CEO day for yourself, where you can analyze, plan, and execute all top-level actions needed in your business to thrive each quarter, including financial reports and fill-in-the-blank prompts so that you know exactly what to focus on. To get your copy of the Profit and Business Glow Up Planner now, go to herpaperroot.com/profit to learn more. Another way to earn more money would be to learn a new skill that can make you more money. So go back to school, get a new professional credential so that you can negotiate your pay or do something different entirely. For instance, one great high income skill that you can learn is entrepreneurship. You can then use those skills to build a business or a brand and expand your income earning potential with no cap to how much you can earn. Other money-making skills that you can consider learning include web design, freelance writing, software development, sales, and several more. Social media management, that's a huge one. You can offer social media management services to other business owners. And for extra income, you may also want to review any wasteful spending that there may be in your pipeline. So if you have unused gym memberships or a higher than average interest rate on a credit card or meals that you purchase outside of your home, you notice that you're going out to eat more often when you could just be making food at home. Things like that, they really add up over time. And this is just going to help your savings goal when you can get in control of those expenses. And a very important tip is to stick to a budget and commit to sticking to it, because the key word here is commit. If you want to get serious about saving, you need to get a budget and stick to it. The setting part is easy for most people. It's the sticking to it part that has many people in a bind. Because a budget is a spending plan, it gives you insight into where your money is going and ensures that you always have money for the things that matter. When figuring out how to save $10,000 in a year, your budget should always be at the forefront of that plan. If you never seem to have enough money to do the things that you want to do, including saving, then you need to create a budget as soon as possible. It really helps you set limits on how much you spend on entertainment, how much you splurge on items that you didn't plan for, and how much you spend on things like online shopping and those takeout expenses that really can get out of hand. You get the idea. And you might not even realize it, but after moving a few things around, that you actually do have that additional $800 plus to spare after all. Eliminating those unnecessary expenses will be key. So in the spirit of budgeting, the next logical thing to do would be to cut that unnecessary spending. Wasteful spending is the absolute enemy of progress as far as achieving financial goals is concerned. It sabotages your efforts when it comes to realizing true financial freedom and security. And when was the last time you examined your expenses? By that, I mean looking at your credit card statement, receipts, just identifying how much money you spent and what you spent it on. The more expenses that you can eliminate, the closer you'll be to reaching your $10,000 goal. Let's put it this way. If you want to add an extra $10,000 to your saving at the end of this year and every year after, all you have to do is cut back on unnecessary spending each month. And as I mentioned before, this could mean switching to cheaper internet, meal planning, carrying packed lunches, you know, simply just cooking for yourself more. This all adds up. It's about being intentional with finding more ways to spend less. I have some really great budgeting worksheets and a budgeting ebook that I give away for free on my site. If you go to herpaperroot.com and go to the budgeting section, you can get access to that. And it can just really help you to visualize what you're working towards, put it out on paper, and keep track of your goals. The free ebook and the free worksheets are just really basic budgeting sheets to get you started. If you are ready to really ramp up your savings goals and really focus on the profit of your business and the profit of your financial situation in general, then you're going to want to get a copy of my Profit Glow Up Planner. That is the planner that really keeps track of everything, and you can use it as an app on your phone so you can take it everywhere with you. Learn more about the Profit Planner at herpaperroot.com/profit. But no matter what tool you're using to track your finances, the most important thing is you need to have a solid why for why you're bothering with any of this planning at all. Because saving has to have an emotional component to it. As humans, our biggest motivation to do the hard stuff comes from having an emotional attachment to it. This is called your why. So ask yourself this: what is your reason for wanting to save $10,000 in a year? If you're just doing it just because, well, that might be a way to fall off the wagon before you reach your goal. If there's no solid reason why you need to have that specific amount of money within that specific duration, you're less likely to achieve your savings goal. Maybe you just need the cash to put a down payment on a house. That's big. That would really kick off your journey towards home ownership and the next step in your life. Or maybe you want to set up an emergency fund since you have no fallback plan if things go a little sideways. Or maybe you want to set up a college fund for your kids and now you realize you're running out of time because, oh my gosh, they're growing so fast. Whatever your motivation is, remember what it is to make it worth it. You'll look back on the 12 months and feel so proud of how much you were able to accomplish, and that why is going to carry you to that goal. And I like to say, when in doubt, save. Because what you do with the leftover money that you have at the end of the month, if there is leftover money, you actually could save that. That's not just extra money to go splurge on something. This is why you really need a budget, to experience the oh so glorious feeling of having extra money after you've saved and paid for everything else that you need to, and then you get to choose what you want to do with it. If your first instinct is to splurge on something nice, that would be more of an instant gratification. While there's nothing inherently wrong with doing that, because hey, we all like to have those things that we enjoy in life as a, you know, shopping retail therapy, but really think about your long-term goals. How about channeling that extra cash towards your savings goal? There's no harm in reaching your goal faster than when you had anticipated. And honestly, when you start seeing those numbers increase, that is going to give you this jolt of adrenaline that is going to make you want to save more anyway. Remember here, the idea is to put an extra $833.33 towards your savings or your investments every month. Or break that down to $192.31 every week. This will involve setting a budget, sticking to it, cutting unnecessary spending, or making more money by starting a side hustle or picking up extra hours, getting a raise, or going all in on monetizing your business. Have a solid reason that you want to save that $10,000 and take the necessary steps to make it happen. It really is easier than you might think right now. You believe in yourself. Believe that you can, and you will. I hope that these tips today help you in jumpstarting your savings goal. Of course, visit my blog, herpaperroot.com, with tons more resources and all of this stuff and much, much more. I will catch you in the next episode.
Thanks for tuning into the Her Paper Root podcast. We hope you found this episode helpful. If you did, please say so by leaving us a review and be sure to share this episode with your friends. For more entrepreneurship resources and to connect with Chelsea, swing by herpaperroot.com. Now go make something.